Hey there, my name is Lexi, and thank you so much for tuning in to my channel today. Welcome back for those of you who are already subscribed. Today we are doing a book review of the book The Weekend Makeover by Jill Martin and Dana Ravitch, okay? As some of you may or may not know, I have a library card and I love to read. And I recently made the decision to try to go for books that are shorter reads, so maybe like 300 pages and lower, 300 pages and shorter. And I was just perusing in the library the other day. I was supposed to be reading Ella Fitzgerald, but that's a very thick book, and for some reason they would not let me renew it online. I think someone else had a hold or a reservation on it, but anyway, I was perusing that day and I mistakenly found this one, but it is a pleasant surprise. The Weekend Makeover by Jill Martin and Dana Ravitch. This was copyrighted in 2013. This is a 213 page book, and it is structured with 12 chapters or 12 sections for 12 different kinds of makeovers. Those makeovers include diet, workout, beauty, activity, brain, vacation, closet, clutter, relaxation, relationship, friendship, and tradition. So this book is actually more so geared towards working moms, but I felt it would be a good general read for someone looking to make some changes in their routine and kind of level up in a sense. And I've been looking for different ways to do better in life and to take better care of myself, because I really do believe that the better care I take of myself, the more that all the other successes will follow. So, you know, maybe I'm not quite at the level that I want to be because I could be better in other areas of my life. So I am a big believer that, for example, how you are in your personal life is how you're going to be in your professional life. So, and I can't believe I never made that connection before, but how you are in your personal life is how you will be in your professional life. If I'm not taking care of myself in my personal life, am I doing a good job of taking care of myself in my professional life? Probably not. So it's just time for me to be serious about taking care of myself and doing better and being more feminine and caring more about my looks. I'm a pretty confident person, but I do fall under the pressure, being in the entertainment industry, of not looking the part, I think. So if I can make myself look my best in my natural way, then I'll feel much better, because I'm not trying to get a BBL. But anyway, before I ramble too much, like I said, there are 12 sections to the book. My favorite sections: the diet section, the beauty section, the vacation section, the closet section, and the friendship section. So, starting with the diet section, this is something that I already knew, so I'm already pretty good with it. There's also a fitness or like a workout section, which I didn't feel I need help in because I'm a certified personal trainer. I just don't use a certification. Same thing with the diet, kind of, but these are things that they mention in this book. It's like a nice small reminder to make the little changes to have the biggest impacts. And anything that you do in life, the smaller things compound into the bigger things. And something that I've been wanting to do better at, I've gotten better with cooking more often for myself, so I don't eat out, but also I'm not starving myself or I'm not having like a processed meal. So a lot of times when I'm feeling lazy, I will just have like ramen, which is really high in salt, which is not good. And sometimes I have a crazy sweet tooth craving and I'll go out and I'll buy a bunch of snacks like honey buns, the Little Debbie's cakes. They also have Swiss rolls and devil squares and nutty bars, and just I will go and get all of those, thinking that I'm getting a deal because it's cheaper, and I will control myself by not eating them all at once, but I end up binging on them. So this small reminder that they mentioned in the diet section of this makeover book is to just simply take stuff out of your sight that's not going to be good for you. So They did recommend to throw stuff out. I don't believe in that. I already spent my money on it. I'm going to make sure that I get my money's worth. So I will eat these up, finish that up, and then I will buy the new stuff. So that's what I ended up doing. And it's just a small change of putting healthier options in front of yourself. Clear out all of the stuff that is not good for you. Clear out the stuff that's expired. Declutter your fridge, essentially. And they even give really cool, like, reminders of the shelf life of things. And so, like, butter, 3 months in the fridge. Chili sauce, 1 month in the pantry, longer in the fridge. Jelly or jam is good for 1 year in the fridge. Ketchup is good for 1 month in the pantry, longer in the fridge. Mayonnaise, 2 months in the fridge. Mustard, 6 to 8 months in the pantry or the fridge. Peanut butter, 2 to 3 months, which I didn't know because I'll hold on to some peanut butter for like years, okay? Salad dressing, 3 months. Sour cream, 2 weeks. Vegetable oil, 1 to 3 months, which that's a lie because I got vegetable oil just like 3 years right now sitting on top of my fridge. And I still use it. Should I reconsider? Probably. There's also, you know, frozen shelf life, but the small, simple change that I made was they said to go to the store and buy fruits, a colorful array. And I happened to have a coupon from Kroger. You get $4 off when you spend $20 or more on produce. So, and they give you guidelines, right? So it starts on Friday night, I think. Let me see. Literally the weekend. So Friday night, you come up with a game plan. Saturday morning, you're putting it in motion. You're working. Saturday night, you might rest a little bit. And then Sunday, you do a little bit more. And by Monday, you have a new habit in place, or at least a new guideline for a habit that you can put in place. So I had this coupon from Kroger, and I went and I got blueberries, grapes, pineapple, kiwi, bananas, and mandarins. I also had a coupon for cuties, the mandarin oranges, I guess. Yeah, I actually ended up spending like $30 on the fruits, but it was just so nice that when I felt hungry, because I'll eat breakfast and then I won't eat anything until dinner, but I do want to snack more. But if I'm gonna snack more, I want healthier options. So it was really nice to have the pineapple and the blueberry and the grapes, and it's kind of like helping my palate to become better and to not crave those junk foods as much. Let's see. Gray Keys Music says, not looking the part. I'm gonna have to vehemently disagree. You definitely look the part. Oh, thank you, Gray Keys. I don't be feeling like it because, especially living in Atlanta, if you don't got a BBL, if you don't have the 30-inch bust down middle part wig, if you don't have the long talons as nails, then, you know, it's hard to want to be your natural self because of the pressure that's out here in Atlanta. But, you know, I'm trying. I'm hanging in there. I haven't gotten my body done yet. I do go to the gym, though, and I'm doing better by treating my body even with even more love by giving it a better diet, right? So the next section was the beauty section, right? And this one helped me to realize, it helped to remind me that I don't need to do much to look good. Thankfully, I am fortunate in the looks department. And really what this book reminded me is that all you really need is to have good skin. So take care of your skin. And you just need the basics. So I already have a good skincare routine, I think. My skin doesn't need much, and I do eat pretty well already. And I work out, so those things are covered. My skin is pretty nice. Only time it acts up is around my cycle. But I already have, let's see, I do the cleanser, which is my Dove body soap, which is gentle enough to put on my face. And then I have a toner, and then I have a moisturizer, which has the properties that prevent acne. Well, because of this book, I added an exfoliator, which I will be doing 2 or 3 times a week. And I've added a face mask once a week. So I did this past Sunday. I already had a clay mask that I hadn't been using. You know, I hadn't been using, but because of this book, I decided to put it to the test, and Sunday became like a nice pampering day to help get myself ready for the week. And it's just been a much more positive week as a result of some of the things I've been putting into place because of this book. And then once your skin is nice, it doesn't take much. So this is a great example, and I even took a picture of myself. So you do your nice skincare routine, and then when it comes to makeup, I have everything I need, right? But you really only need, all I did was eyeliner on the waterline, the bottom and the upper, and then I did liquid liner to do the little wings, okay? And then I actually put on too much today, but concealer, which I normally just put on my eyes. I put a little bit here on my forehead and a little bit on my chin, and then sometimes along the frown lines. Do that, looks great. And then I put some blush on, and then I put some lip gloss on, and that's all. I feel so cute, I feel so pretty. And I got a lot of compliments walking around with this look, and I didn't even do much. It took me less than 10 minutes. So the beauty section was a great reminder. And then I washed my hair. I made the decision after doing some YouTube research. Black people, we need to wash our hair more than once a month, more than every 2 weeks. We need to do it at least once a week. And so that's what I've been doing. Thursday is my wash day. And it's not as bad as I thought. I just had to get the right products. So I have the Design Essentials product line. It comes with a shampoo, a conditioner, like a heat protectant. And there's like a styling cream prep thing, like a primer for hair. And yeah, the shampoo and the conditioner is great. I have these hair mask products, like sample sizes from years ago that I haven't used that I've been using. So a hair mask and like cream curl activator, which I didn't know I needed, but I used it and my hair looks so healthy. It smells good. I can do this with my little coils. So, you know, I saw that on YouTube. I thought I was cute. And then I just tied it up with a shoestring. And this is my natural afro, and I just feel cute. And then I went to Rainbow because there was a closet section in which I've been working on this for the past, maybe the past 2 years. I've been trying to get more intentional about my closet. Ayo Kip says, real people don't care about the looks, about the BBL and the bust down. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Cause I do feel like I'm naturally pretty and I don't feel like I need a lot, but working in the music business, sometimes it really does take a toll on my confidence. I might wear it well. I might fake it well. I don't know how to describe it, but being in Atlanta and being in the entertainment industry and having rejected some of the practices that come with being in the industry, I've been feeling like, man, when am I gonna make it if I don't give in to some of these cultures, some of these trends, you know? But yeah, something that I've been working on for the past couple years has been my closet, which was my other favorite section. I was already doing well with the Marie Kondo method, which is if something no longer brings you joy, you get rid of it. You donate it or you throw it away if it's been tattered. In the closet section, it's basically telling you to do the same thing. I had already done kind of a big cleanup and throwaway because I listened to How to Plan Your 2024 in 24 Minutes with Jesse Itzler. And one of the points that he brought up was to make sure that you clean out your closet before entering into the new year. So this section, the closet section, just reinforced that and added, if it doesn't feel like a 10, then you get rid of it. If it's not a 10, get rid of it. If it's torn, if it's stained, if it's tattered, if it has those weird little threaded knots all over the place and you can't like get rid of it, don't even spend the time, just get rid of it. If it's in decent enough condition, but it doesn't fit your body, it doesn't complement your body, get rid of it. And getting rid of it could mean throwing it away. It could also mean just donate it, give it to Goodwill or Salvation Army or something. If it's decent, still like wearable. If it's designer or more high quality, you can sell it. eBay, Poshmark, I think. And there was some other recommendation that they gave, but you know, that was the advice. And so I had already done my little cleanup. I decided to go to Rainbow and go get myself some staple pieces, which I think will help to elevate my wardrobe. So I went and I got, like, I'm wearing this right now. This is a onesie that fits my body very nicely. I used to tuck my shirts in when I was younger, but it just doesn't give a clean enough look. And the shirt comes out throughout the day. So I actually really have been getting into onesies, and Rainbow sells them for like $6 a piece, which is very nice, very cheap. So I got this in like 3 or 4 different colors. And then dainty jewelry is something that I heard elevates an outfit. So with the onesies, I can pair these with any kind of bottoms and it will elevate the outfit in that way. Like I'll be able to step out quicker with casual looks because of these onesies. If I have like a better quality bottom, like maybe like some dress pants, it might be able to work. Maybe not this particular shirt, but I do have like tank tops, and then I could probably throw over a blazer over top of that, and then maybe some heels, some boots, and it'll just elevate the look. And I also got this dainty jewelry from Rainbow, and this was like $5 for this necklace. I also got a pack of earrings. It's like 5 or 6 different pairs of earrings. These are very simple, dainty hoops. I already had this ring from Bell Wholesale that I got like 2 years ago. And I heard that dainty jewelry does a much better job of complementing your outfit versus the huge statement pieces. So very excited about that. And I'm going to what this section of the book, the closet section of the book, reignited in me was to try again as far as going and making sure that I am picking up those staple pieces, because I have cleared out my closet and felt like I have nothing to wear. So now I have to do the shopping portion of it all, which is what I started doing with Rainbow. And I just had the idea the other day that I'm gonna relink with the designers that I used to walk for, that I have walked for in different fashion shows that I participated in. And at least once a month, just if I could do once a month, that would be great. I gotta see how my budget is gonna work for this. But once a month, go buy an outfit from one of those designers and maybe even work out an ambassador deal. I'll get back to y'all on that. But you know, the looks that I walked in, they're really cute and they feel like me. So that's what I would want to fill my closet with. Casual looks that look like me, and then outfits that I can wear when I go out. Maybe part of the reason why I stay in the house is because I don't feel like I have going out clothes that look like me, you know? They're too sexual, they're too short. I have to wear heels, sometimes I'm not comfortable. I don't wanna do that all the time, and I don't think I have a good variety of going out clothes. So this closet makeover, perfect opportunity for me to do better with that. The next section that I really liked was the vacation section, because it got me thinking more about incorporating vacations into my life, because I deserve it. And it reminded me that a vacation similar to the beauty section, it doesn't have to be a lot. You don't have to do a lot to enjoy yourself, right? So it doesn't have to be some extravagant vacation that costs $3,000 to fly to Mauritius and you stay in a resort that's like $300 a night. It doesn't have to be that. A vacation could simply be booking a hotel room in your city for the weekend, and that's like a little getaway. Order room service, order spa services. That hotel could easily be like $300 for 2 nights. And then maybe $20 to $50 each night for room service. Who knows what you could do? Oh, if breakfast is included, then that's a plus. If they have like a pool, that's a plus. Some hotels are resorts as well, so they have spa services included. But just to, even if it's just being lazy in the hotel all weekend and ordering in, that's great too, you know? They have gyms in there, so it's like I could do that. If I plan it and save for it enough, then I could do that. I know I could do that. And so they also list, they have a list of inexpensive vacation spots. So let me show some of the book, because I'm not showing it. But here we see some of the inexpensive vacation spots. Oops. So some of those spots include Destin, Florida. I've never been there before. I've been to Panama City and Orlando and Miami and Tampa and Clearwater. Never been to Destin. Huntington Beach, California. Have not been there. Las Vegas, which I didn't know that was inexpensive. I've never gone to Vegas. That's on my list though. There's Moab, Utah. I don't know what's in Utah. Negril, Jamaica. I have family in Jamaica. There's Outer Banks, North Carolina. Placencia, Belize. Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica. San Francisco and Tulum, Mexico. So those are some inexpensive vacation spots, so they say. But again, if you're not ready to take that big of a trip, than simply getting a hotel room and staying in a hotel in your city for the weekend. That's luxury too. Don't let anybody tell you differently, okay? And then the final section that I really enjoyed is the friendship section, because I've been trying to do a lot of work on myself to reconnect with people, do a better job with keeping up with people, and do a better job of maintaining relationships. I can be honest with myself and say that I probably have not done the best at putting in the work to maintain relationships. Some relationships I let fall by the wayside. Other relationships I unintentionally let fall by the wayside. And especially being in entertainment, I meet so many people. So it does become difficult to try to keep up with everybody, especially when everybody is not keeping up with me, right? But I want to do better and I want to maintain relationships. So this section was really great for me to remind me to continue to work on my communication and to put in the effort to stay in contact with people and to maintain relationships with people that I care about. What's up, Dominion Beats? How you doing? So yeah, I don't hang out as much as I used to, and I do want to get outside more. I think a reason why, other than my closet and me not feeling pretty enough or whatever, I think another reason why I don't go out as much is because I don't mind going out by myself, but there are certain things that I don't want to go out and be by myself in. You know what I mean? So like going to the club, even though I'm not a club person all the time, it would be nice to be able to have a group of people I could call up and say, hey, let's go out and have a good time. But I don't feel like I have that right now. I do have it, but it's not with people that I would typically call. So they're like fresh relationships that I have to, you know, do some maintenance, do some work within. And I want to go out with friends again, you know? I want to go on coffee dates. I want to go to brunches. And I get invited to do industry stuff all the time. And industry people can become your friends, but I want to do friend things with friends as well. So the biggest thing that is a great reminder from this relationship section, the friendship section, sorry. So there's a friendship section and a relationship section. I actually looked at the wrong thing. But the great thing about the friendship section of this book is it reminded me to make the plans. Saying, oh, we should hang out on such and such day, that's not enough. You have to give people options and then set something in stone. And this is what I tell people all the time. If you say, hey, Lexi, we should collab. On a professional tip. If you say, hey, Lexi, we should collab, I'll say, okay, great. But if you never give me dates, if you never give me times, it's probably not going to happen. So when you're reaching out, have a timeline in mind. And the same thing applies to friendships and relationships. You want to hang out with somebody? Look at your schedule. What do you have open? Text somebody, pick up the phone and call somebody. Hey, do you want to grab coffee? Do you want to grab lunch? Do you want to grab brunch on such and such day at such and such time? The person says yes, or they say no, this works for me, but you lock in a date. And this is also modeled for me, like when I decided that I wanted to see my dad, and this was like December. And actually he was the one that was like, let's put it down, let's make it happen. I'm looking at my calendar right now. Are you looking at your calendar? I'm like, yeah. Like, okay, cool. When were you looking to take this trip? I said, February, between these dates and these dates. Well, that actually doesn't work for me. Can you come the following week? And I said, oh yeah, sure. He said, how long do you want to stay? Maybe just a few days. How about you stay a week? I said, okay, that works for me. And just the way that that came about is a perfect example. And then I got to spend a week with my family who I haven't seen in years in person. Like we talk on the phone, but you know, and that turned out to be a great trip for me. That counted as my solo trip for me as well. And kind of a little vacation because I did work, but just being around family put me in a better mood. So that kind of initiative and that kind of setting in stone, let's make the plan, that works for the friendship, that works for the vacation, that works for my overall health and keeps me happy. So yeah, I really enjoyed this book. This was a great read. Again, this is The Weekend Makeover by Jill Martin and Dana Ravitch. And thank you ladies so much. This was an incredible read. Y'all did include some personal stories, which I did skip because I was trying to get through the book. But this was a really great read and some really great reminders in here and some great advice on how to start creating better habits for yourself. And I have had the most positive week because I started implementing some of the things that they said in this book. So highly recommended if you out there listening or watching, if you want to go check it out for yourself, you might be able to find it at your local library. That's where I found mine. Or you can order it, or I don't know if there's an audiobook available. I don't know. But you know, Amazon has all kind of books. So this is The Weekend Makeover by Jill Martin and Dana Ravitch. Y'all go check it out. That is my review. Highly recommended. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned to the channel. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Tell me some things that you have done to make yourself feel better. What's a makeover? What's something that you're working on for yourself to create a habit, a better habit of? Leave it in the comment section down below and let me know. Let's have a discussion about it. And yeah, make sure you stay tuned to my channel. Be on the lookout for the next review. The next one I'll be doing, which I have not started reading yet, but it's like how to have tough conversations or something like that. It's going to be interesting, but I'm excited about it. Thank you all for tuning in to this book review. My name is Lexi. Until next time, peace. How I'm feeling, can't complain. Fridge is stocked up and I got all my bills paid. Perfect 10 on my finger.